Phil, I forgot to tell you, we got a farmer in the Belmonte family now. Atticus is 16 years old, is farming with Red Fire Farm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So does he get to bring home leftovers?
Already brought home some incredible mushrooms that Melissa turned into nice. This delicious mushroom soup. So yeah, it's good to be farm adjacent. Time for our local hero spotlight with Ange Roll, who is from They Keep Bees right down the street, essentially, from the Montague faction of Red Fire Farm. And Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. Ange, They Keep Bees is a cool name for your business. I am assuming what you do is keep bees, but tell us a little about how you're keeping bees and where and why in Montague.
They Keep Bees raises resilient bees for our bioregion, and we also teach people about bees. So that is our mission. And how we achieve that is that we use natural methods, low chemical methods to raise hives in an alternative hive design. It's kind of like a Waray style hive. So it's like a box hive. Mm-hmm. Looks a lot different than your traditional beehive, which is called a Langstroth hive. Yeah, and these cavities, they mimic the cavity of a tree a little bit more. They're smaller, square, and taller. And what we do in there is we use the sort of the bee's natural impulse to swarm or reproduce to produce queens in the spring here in the Northeast. And then we also do that same thing way down south in Florida in the wintertime.
So are you going to Florida to do this too, or is it the organization?
Oh, good golly, I am. Yes. It's me and my business partner, and we haul about 100 of these small hives to Florida in the fall, and then in the winter we work them and expand them and essentially do an entire spring season from February to April, and then we come up here in the Northeast and we do a second spring season from about May until the end of June.
Those are extra busy bees. Is this good for the bees? Is it what the bees want to be doing? Is this out of the ordinary for bees?
Yeah, so it's fairly common to move bees, but a lot of times folks move bees for pollination services, pollinating monocrop agriculture typically. But migratory beekeeping is a practice in Asia and in a lot of places in Europe where people chase the nectar flows. Our bee truck is a van with an AC duct run to the back as well as a fan to oscillate air. And we pack about 100 of our hives that have these screen bottoms into this van, and we keep them really cool and dark. And so they go through this entire trip. Well, we do it in 12-hour stints. So they go through a 12-hour stint, and they just think it's a long, cold night. And then we stop, and we let them fly for a few days, and then we pack them all up and bring them down to Florida. So we're really working to only travel when it's the best for the bees.
Speaking with Ange Roll from They Keep Bees in Montague, and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks.
So when you know, release these bees, how do you know that most of them have come back when you're ready to go?
Oh, great question. Yeah, we have a whistle. No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, whoa.
So what happens to a beehive is that they orient to the location where they are. And so if they're moved, they'll reorient. They use this electromagnetic system to orient their bodies to their specific hive location. And they orient themselves to the scent of their own queen. And so anytime they're moved, they will reorient to a new space, and they're always back by the end of the day. So as long as we wait until dusk to start closing up and loading our hive, we know that all of our foraging bees have come back.
Amazing. And can you share a little bit like what those trips have been like during a pandemic?
Okay, so first of all, they've been really wild because prior to doing this kind of migratory beekeeping, we didn't have any experience doing it. So the first time we did it, we used a rental minivan, and we loaded a bunch of hives into the back of a rental minivan. We didn't seal any of the windows, and so it wasn't dark in there. So the bees spent most of the trip trying to escape, and there were probably hundreds of bees just like raining down the windows the whole drive. I think I got like 15 or 16 stings, which is a great way to stay awake on a drive in case you need one.
Take that, Starbucks.
Five-hour energy has nothing on 15 bee stings.
Oh my goodness. I'm so glad you're not allergic. I mean, I guess you would probably be in a different business if you were.
I get stung pretty much every day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then during the pandemic, it's been a real trip because state borders were shut down. There was a lot of checkpoints, but we've never really been stopped except just your standard checkpoint for agriculture. Maybe something about the, like, bee on the side of the car is just, like, keeps the cops are, like, hard pass, no thanks.
Yeah, right. There is that hilarious scene in the movie, the Chris Farley movie, Tommy Boy, where to get out of a ticket, they pretend the car is swarming with bees.
Bees! Bees! Save yourself! Ah, don't be the hero! Frank. Allergic to bees?
Me too.
They're huge and they sting crazy.
We'll come back later and check on you.
Yeah, in a while.
Your firearms are useless against them.
I can't recommend it enough.
Also, getting stung every day, like, I know some hippies that think that's therapeutic, and that may be actually the case, so maybe.
Great. Bee venom.
And you're just totally an educator and a teacher, and I'm wondering how that folds into the farm.
We offer different opportunities to engage with or learn more about honeybees here on the farms. You can check out our website, which is theykeepbees.com, and we have a shop, and in that shop you can book an opportunity to come and do a hive dive or a hive tour. That's like a two-hour introduction to honeybees and everything that's going on inside a beehive. This summer we'll be offering a class with Fabric of Life up in Shelburne. That'll be a beginning beekeeper's class, and we'll also be offering an intermediate series of beekeeping classes here. And then I do one-on-one mentorship with beekeepers, and we just got a really exciting grant through SARE, which is Sustainable Ag Research and Education, and they are going to be supporting us in developing something called a Queen Bee School, where we'll be taking all of our sustainable practices and teaching other people and beekeepers how to raise queens successfully in the Northeast.
I want to say yes, queen, but I don't know.
Yes.
Am I allowed? That seems only appropriate. And Queen Bee to me is always Beyonce. So I hope that some of your queens are at least named Beyonce.
They're all named Beyonce. All of them.
Yes. Ange Roll from They Keep Bees in Montague. You can find out more about what they do. It's some fascinating stuff, especially driving with bees. That's going to be the new thing I do maybe. At theykeepbees.com. And Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero. Folks, find out more about all our local heroes at buylocalfood.org.
Bees! Your firearms are useless against them!